Hey, I'm Anderson Cooper. Welcome to the podcast. An exclusive interview with NBA Hall of Famer and longtime Clippers executive Elgin Baylor. For the first time since Donald Sterling was banned from the NBA, he is speaking out. Plus, the ridiculous. Let's get started. Say the name Elgin Baylor, and any NBA fan will tell you on the court he was power and grace defined. The young Elgin, named for his father's style of pocket watch, was the number one pick in the NBA draft in 1958, immediately filling the seats, saving the near-bankrupt Lakers. When the 11-time All-Star was later asked by ES News the secret for his record-breaking success, the low-key Baylor demurred.
Well, I had great teammates, unselfish guys, and willing to throw the basketball to me. And it was fun, and the coach let me, you know, sort of go out there and just play.
And play he did, straight into the NBA Hall of Fame. Age and injuries forced Baylor to retire from the court after 14 seasons, but he didn't leave the game.
I like to beat everybody.
After coaching for a time, Baylor was hired by Donald Sterling as general manager of the Los Angeles Clippers, a position he would hold for more than two decades before he says he was unfairly fired.
I did not retire. I had so much more to give.
The 11-time NBA All-Star brought a wrongful termination lawsuit against the Clippers, naming Donald Sterling directly in his complaint, alleging racism and ageism.
In 2006, the head coach was secretly given many of my general manager duties. When I asked Donald Sterling if he was going to take care of me, he said nothing. He offered me nothing.
Baylor claimed his boss paid him a below-market salary because he was African-American, and that Sterling had a vision of a, quote, southern plantation-type structure for the team. Baylor claims that Donald Sterling told him he wanted his team to be composed of, quote, poor black kids from the South playing for a white coach. Sterling, said Baylor, repeatedly said he was, quote, giving these poor black kids an opportunity to make a lot of money. The racism claim was dropped before trial, and Baylor lost the suit. But his allegations of racial prejudice now perhaps find an eerie echo in recent comments by Donald Sterling caught on tape.
I support them and give them food and clothes and cars and houses. Who gives it to them? Does someone else give it to them?
Well, I spoke with Elgin Baylor and his wife Elaine in their first interview since the Sterling story broke. Elgin, you worked with Donald Sterling for 22 years. What was your reaction when you first heard that tape?
When I first heard it, it just brought back memories of some of the things that were said, you know, by Don.
Did it surprise you?
No, it didn't surprise me at all, no.
That's the Donald Sterling you know?
That's the Donald Sterling I know. He says a lot of things, different things. He had different mood swings, so you never know what he's going to say or do.
Do you think he even realizes what he's saying?
He's an intelligent man, great businessman, so I'm sure he's aware of what he's doing, what he's saying, because there are times when I would say things to him and say, hey, you know, that's, you know, you shouldn't say things, certain things that he would say and do. You know, I would express my opinion.
Do you think he's a racist?
Of course he is. There's no doubt in my mind now. At the time, I thought then, and no doubt now that he is. I think he is.